let's take a musical break now to learn about a Latin music style that actually originated in Texas. It's known as conjunto, and it's become popular in Mexican-American dance halls throughout the Southwest and across the border into northern Mexico. Our guide is Felix Contreras. He is the co-host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, a show about Latino arts and culture. He says he used to play in a conjunto band. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What are we going to start with?
We're going to start with an accordion.
One, two, three.
The album I brought in is called Legends and Legacies by Flaco Jimenez and Max Baca, and it'll be released next week. It's a collection of songs that illustrate the large part of the history of conjunto music, or the legacy of the music.
And the legends in the title, Legends and Legacies, what does that refer to?
Flaco Jimenez from San Antonio.
The man himself.
Exactly. He's now in his seventh decade as a performer. He's played with Ry Cooder, he's played with Dwight Yoakam, even the Rolling Stones. On this album, he's accompanied by Max Baca, who's almost 30 years younger than Flaco. For me, listening to Flaco is like going back in time, because his father, Santiago Jimenez Sr., he was a pioneer of conjunto going back to the late 1930s. And before that, his grandfather, Patricio Jimenez, he played in the late 19th century with German and Polish folks who settled in South Texas and played strictly polka music.
Margarita, Margarita. No me subas tan arriba que las hojas en el árbol no duran toda la vida.
And what are we listening to now?
This song is called Margarita, Margarita from the album. It's a conjunto standard. What you hear is the guitar-like instrument called the bajo sexto. It's a 12-string guitar. It's playing the polka on the upbeat. There's two-part vocal harmonies. That's part of the tradition. But the principal part is the accordion. The accordion player is like a jazz musician in that he improvises in between verses and during the song. And Flaco Jimenez is a master.
Now, getting back to Max Baca, he is decades younger than Flaco. How is he part of this tradition of conjunto?
Max Baca comes from a musical family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that reflects how conjunto moved from Texas throughout the Southwest in the 30s and the 40s. But he's making his own stamp on the music. When you listen to this example, you'll hear him drop in a little bluegrass riff. It's almost like a bluegrass riff that he throws in there underneath as support for Flaco's soloing.
Here in Southern California, conjunto is still quite popular. We pick it up on several radio stations. But what about, generally speaking?
It's still very popular in its purest, rawest form. It's so popular that the recording industry has a separate category for it in the Latin Grammys. They call it Mexican Regional. So it's very popular. It's been here, and it shows no sign of ever going away.
Felix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, an online show of Latino arts and culture, and he's our occasional Latin music expert. You can hear Alt Latino at npr.org/altlatino.